What would you do if you found out the police were spying on you because of your anti-war activities? When that happened to one local activist, he sued in federal court, then used his settlement money to go to law school. This month, Philip Chin graduated from the Seattle University School of Law. For the final installment in our series we're calling Senior Thesis, we asked Chin to sit down for a chat with former U.S. Attorney Kate Flommer.
I know you settled with the police for targeting you.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about that experience that made you think law would be useful?
With a lot of concerns these days about government overreach, about government surveillances, I thought that going into public defense would be kind of the more practical way for me to start pushing back against that.
As the conversation continued, Flommer and Chin talked about his plans to become a public defender. Although Flommer prosecuted crimes as U.S. attorney under President Clinton, she also had a long career in criminal defense.
So do you want to be a litigator is one question.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
You've been bit?
It's the thrill of the kind of courtroom battle.
Yeah, it makes you feel very alive, although I think it's probably like an actor going on stage. It's extremely scary, and you know, when you're walking to the courthouse, you're praying a truck will run you over. But once you get in there and the adrenaline is flowing, you feel like all your senses are alive. It's trial work. The problem is, as in all adversarial systems, is the polarization where people don't see the other side. So having been on both sides, my advice is try to think through how the other side feels and what their interests are.
It seems that cynicism is almost built into the profession.
Oh, yes.
But I am interested specifically in terms of public defense. It seems like there has to be a tension between wanting, obviously, to fight for your client, to believe your client, but then there's also the fact that people sometimes are not entirely forthcoming about
things that... very often not realistic about their prospects.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do have to look them in the eye and say, the choice is not between this plea bargain and a trip to Hawaii. I would say the common thread in criminal defendants, white collar right down to street crime, is an inability to imagine themselves in the future. That's a human failing you're going to encounter again and again.
And I guess what I'm worried about for myself is kind of coming down on the wrong side of that balance, you know, kind of coming down too skeptically.
You're already with step number one, which is to be aware of it. And step number two is sometimes to provide your client with the legal framework. And an example would be the self-defense. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at a person of color who felt cornered, who feels his manhood was in question, he is not going to want to tell you, particularly me as a white woman, but you too, he is not going to want to tell you that he was afraid for his life. And so sometimes what you can do is sit them down and say, you need to know in the law that it is a defense if you were afraid for your life when you pulled the knife.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, do you worry about having clients that you know are guilty or dangerous and that you might be walking them out of the courtroom?
You know, this is going to sound really terrible, but I just that doesn't bother me. If these people are this dangerous or this obviously guilty, it's the government's job to prove that. And if the government can't prove it, that's not on me, you know?
I almost never did any rape trials. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't want my presence as a woman at the defense table to be used. But how would you feel about having your ethnicity or your age or whatever used in the courtroom? Do you think that's a possibility?
In the sense of trying to make my client look better or worse by comparison?
Yeah, sort of comparable to putting your arm around a nasty rapist and talking to him very collegially, as we all try to do in court.
Anything that works well for the client, you know. I'm not going to walk up there and start lying for the client or shred the evidence or anything like this. But within the bounds of permissible advocacy, if I start picking and choosing which clients I really, really want to go fight for, that, you know, I think that kind of gets problematic after a while, you know.
A piece of advice about ethics that you just brought up. If an ethical question comes up, I strongly suggest you have somebody you trust that you can go talk to. For instance, we came upon a piece of evidence that we kept in the public defender's office, and it became a huge hoopla whether we should have left it in the woods and the prosecutor may or may not have found it, you know, and who to give it to. And you're going to come up against, you know, all those things that come up.
Former U.S. Attorney Kate Plummer giving advice to recent Seattle U Law School grad Philip Chin. I'm Paula Whistle, KPLU News.